Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Spirit are in my ear about talking about my empathy abilities, talking about what it's like to be an empath, talking about certain memories. Like, I'm revisiting all these memories that I've had around my empathetic abilities. So I'm taking that as a sign that I need to talk about it. And I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to jump on, I'm going to press record, and I'm just going to see what comes through around empathy, what it means to be an empath, and what it can possibly look like, or how it could possibly show up in your life. Being empathetic or being an empath usually refers to the ability to feel someone else's emotions. So being able to put yourself into someone else's shoes and physically feel what they are feeling regarding their current situations or whatever they're going through in their life. Some of my first experiences with being an empath, I feel, really showed up early on in my life, but I have the most vivid memories of things happening in high school where I really started to feel these empathetic abilities that I have, and I guess trying to navigate them and work out what they were. I definitely got to a phase where I was like, what, like just questioning what these emotions were, why was I feeling what these other people were feeling? And really, I went on a journey of really trying to understand them deeper. And one thing that I want to kind of explain is that being an empath is well and truly a superpower, which is what I have come to learn. I know that there will be people listening that resonate with what I'm talking about in terms of the empathetic abilities and will kind of feel like it's a bit of a burden. But I just want to acknowledge that being an empath and being tapped into your clair empathy abilities, because essentially it is a spiritual channel, it is a psychic channel. You being able to feel the energy of someone else is you tapping into your psychic channels. I feel that my clair empathy abilities were very much a starting point for me, and I think if I didn't recognize them within myself, then it would have been harder to open up all of my other clair senses that I now access, like my claircognizance, my clairsentience, my clairvoyance, my clairaudience. Everything kind of has opened up from the foundation that I have set, or the foundation that I have around my clair empathy abilities. There is certain memories that I have, and it's just so funny looking back at them and being like, wow, I wish I knew back then what that was. So one situation that really is sticking out to me right now is I remember when I was in year 11, we were studying the Titanic, the movie, and I'm sure that everyone's familiar with the Titanic, with Rose and Jack, this ultimate love story. And I remember I was sitting at the back of the class, or like in the second last row, and I remember watching this part of the film. It was like the end of the movie, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I just got hit with the most intense wave of emotions, hit my chest, and I just started crying and crying, and I'm looking around the room, I'm looking at everyone else in the room, and like no one else is crying. No one else is crying, and I'm sitting there bawling my eyes out at this movie. I think some people, they were kind of like, oh, I feel like I was looking in, at my classmates being like, oh, they look like they're going to cry, or they look like they're getting a bit emotional. Like, but no one was crying to the extreme where I was just sobbing and sobbing and bawling my eyes out. And it was really confusing for me. Like, I was watching this movie. I'm like, why am I getting so upset about this movie? It's not even real. And now that I'm reflecting on it and I'm talking to Spirit about it, they're kind of saying like, this is what it was like, you know, this is what it's like to be an empath. And they're showing me that I was absorbing all of the emotion and all the energy from my classmates that weren't fully expressing the emotions that need to be expressed. And they're saying to me now, that is one of the key, the key gift of being an empath. You are able to process emotions for other people who are unable to process themselves, which in effect leaves this other person, whoever's emotions you're feeling, leaves them feeling a lot lighter, clearer, a lot happier, because they're not storing and holding on to those energies or emotions because you are processing them for them. I also remember instances in high school where, you know, I'd overhear someone say something that was unkind to someone else, and I would just get hit with this sinking feeling in my stomach, and it was like I was absorbing their emotions. I felt their emotion come in through my heart, sink to my sacral, my solar plexus, and I would feel the emotion that they were feeling in that moment. And that is one reason why I think I had challenges moving through high school, because I guess I was processing a lot of emotions for other people. I had no idea what it meant to be an empath. And it was almost like I had this antenna at the top of my head. I was tuning into all of these different emotions of all of these different teenagers and not understanding why I was feeling these waves of emotion so intensely when I personally was in a good place. I also have these memories growing up. I mean, I have three siblings. There's me, my older brother, my younger sister, my younger brother, my mum and my dad. So we had six people in our household. It was always busy. There was always things happening within the household, everyone moving through their own different emotions. And there were so many times where we'd be in the dining room, in the living room, and then all of a sudden someone's bickering at the other and things would get emotional between my siblings, and I would just be in retreat mode. I would just be like, I cannot sit in this room. And I would always head up the stairs and lock myself in my room, and I wouldn't come out until everyone kind of calmed down. And I mean, my household was a really beautiful, loving household. There was never, like, there wasn't a lot of fighting, there wasn't a lot of arguing, but in the moments where there was just this little bit of heated emotion or expression of, like, what's the word? Like, strong emotions, I would get hit with these waves of whatever this emotion was that someone else in the family was feeling. My instant response would be, I need to retreat. I need to get away from this energy because I'm feeling this energy. So growing up at home, I did tend to, I guess, spend a lot of time on my own because it just felt safer and easier in the moment because of how strong my empathetic abilities were. And at that time, I didn't understand them. I didn't know how to protect myself from other people's energies. And especially being in the family household, like, I have quite a positive relationship with all of my siblings and my parents. So obviously I already have a deep connection with them. So then when they would feel certain emotions that were heavy or strong, and then I started to feel them, it's almost like I would feel them even more intensely because of the love connection that I already had with them. So navigating my empathetic abilities through high school, the teenage years, was extremely difficult. Now that I'm on the other side of this, I now understand my empathetic abilities. I know what it feels like. I know what can happen if I'm not protecting myself or shielding myself from other people's energies. And I've really grasped a handle on it. If you are someone who feels that they might be an empath, there are a few things that you can look out for, or it's almost like a little checklist that you can move through and work out, oh, yes, I do that, I do that, I do that, I do that. So I must be an empath, or I'm probably an empath. I'm possibly tuned into my empathetic abilities. And a couple of things right up the top of the list is, if you can feel other people's emotions when you're around them, then that is probably the strongest indicator that you've got empathetic abilities. If you are around someone who's expressing sadness, you start to feel sadness. If you're around someone who starts to feel angry or express anger or frustration, you start to feel their anger and frustration. So it's the ability to tune into their energy and their emotions and feel what they are feeling. It also counts if you can feel what someone else is feeling, but they're not actually expressing it. Like, I have situations where my partner is cranky about something and, you know, he's not expressed to me yet that he's cranky at something. Maybe something's happened at work or something's happened outside of himself, and he comes home and I'm like, oop, you are cranky. And he's like, I'm not cranky. And I'm like, I can feel that from your energy, I can feel that you're a bit cranky. So what's happened? And then we can unpack things from there. So it's the ability to tune into other people's energies and emotions, even if they're not fully expressing them. And it's almost like you feel it on the chest, or you feel it in the solar plexus. You feel that emotion. You have the ability to walk into a room and feel the energy within a room. It's almost like you can walk into a room, you can scan the room, and you can feel where somebody might be in the room that's feeling intense emotions, or it can be this overwhelming feeling when you're in a room of a lot of people. I have this thing I feel now that I will avoid crowded places because I physically, like my physical body, I actually just can't handle being around lots of people because I am feeling too many emotions and it gets really, really overwhelming and it can be really hard for me to focus my mind. So I find it hard to have like a conversation with someone because I'm trying to have a conversation with someone. I'm in an extremely crowded room and it's almost like I can't even take in anything that the person that I'm talking to is physically saying because I'm tuning into so many different emotions within the room. So I actually find it hard to even just be social and to enjoy socializing in a really crowded space. You can also feel into the energy of a room based on something that's happened prior. So, for example, let's say you're wanting to move into a new house and you walk into the house and you just are hit with this heavy or dense energy, you might feel or be tuning into what has unfolded in that space prior to you coming there, or you might be tuning into the family who lived there prior, maybe the couple that lived there before you, they argued a lot, or you know, there was lots of problems in the household. If you step into that space, you can feel that energy lingering within the room. So being able to sense the energy in a room is a really powerful indicator that you've got empathetic abilities. Another indicator could be that animals are really drawn to you, dogs, cats, birds, like if you're sitting outside and all of a sudden birds start crouching around your feet or like scurrying around your feet, or if they're just flying around the sky above you. Animals have got high frequency energy. They are drawn to people who have high frequency energy. If you have empathetic abilities, your channel is open and you have a beautiful, gentle, nurturing soul, beautiful energy, and animals are drawn to that. One other indicator can be that you are tuned into nature, you are tuned into houseplants, you are tuned into the land. So if you are walking around the house and all of a sudden one of your houseplants kind of draws you in and you get this energy from your houseplant that maybe they are thirsty, or you know, they need watering, they need their soil changed, they are just feeling a little bit sad, they don't like the place where they're sitting. Being an empath gives you the ability to be able to tune into your houseplants, the plants around you to get an indication of the health of that plant. And I know that sounds really strange, but you might be walking around the house and all of a sudden you just feel like one of your plants is not well, and then all of a sudden their leaves start to turn yellow and the next day they've completely carked it or something like that. So being able to tune into house plants, but also plants out in the bush, in the forest, out in nature. One thing that I find can happen to empaths is if you were to go and hug a tree, your heart would activate and you might start to cry. That is another sign that you're an empath. You are feeling into the energy of the tree, into the energy of the land. Land holds a lot of really, this spirit is saying, intense light codes, and has the ability to activate light codes within you, has the ability to feel the essence of the land, of the town, of the history of that place in which that tree is growing, spirit is saying. So being able to tune into plants and their energy is definitely a sign that you are empathetic. Another sign that spirit's bringing into me is that babies are drawn to you. Children are drawn to you. I have had so many instances in the shops, at football games, things like that, just walking down the street where children just come up to me and start talking to me, or they're smiling at me, or they're coming up and they're patting me on the leg or on the arm or something like that. I remember this one time I was sitting at a football game and this little kid just came right up to me. I was just sitting in my chair. This kid came right up to me and he might have been, I don't know, he probably looked about 6 or 7. He was about the height of my height when I'm sitting down. And he came up to me and he just put his hand on my forehead. And he didn't say anything. He just looked at me. He put his hand on my forehead and then he took his hand off and then he walked away. It was the strangest experience. But that's an example of kids being drawn to you. They love your energy. Children have high vibrational energy as well because they haven't gone through any challenges or suffering that the real world, the conditioning of the human experience puts on them. So they are still in their highest frequency. Depending on, obviously it depends on what their life path is, and it depends on what they've been through as a child and through childhood. But a lot of children, they maintain that really high vibrational frequency right up until they're they start to get into those teenage years. Obviously being a school teacher as well, being drawn into working with children and creating that safe space for children as well, can indicate that you've got those empathetic abilities also. If you are watching a TV show, watching a movie, a documentary, and you are feeling the emotions of what the characters are feeling, similar to the story that I just told about watching the Titanic, if you are drawn into the emotions and the situations in the TV show, this can also indicate that you've got high levels of empathetic abilities. If you find it hard to navigate emotions whilst watching a TV show, that might pull on your heartstrings, and you kind of find it hard to distinguish between what is fictional and what is real, that can indicate a strong sense of empathetic abilities. Like, I don't know if anyone listening has ever watched Parenthood, but I have recently binge watched Parenthood. I absolutely loved it. But I really had to detox myself after watching that show because I felt the characters, I felt the personalities, I felt the life situations so extremely deeply that I had to detox. I don't think I watched TV for like a whole week. I was like, I need to come out of whatever the hell this is. It is really interesting how someone who has empathetic abilities can really get sucked into the fictional materials that are available to us, even like reading a novel or a book that has got a lot of emotional scenes or emotional storylines to it. You need to have a bit of a palate cleanser after reading something that's had quite a tense emotional impact on you if you are an empath. As well as watching the news, I quit watching the news when I started to realize how much it was actually impacting me, when I started to really tune into my empathetic abilities. And I was kind of beginning my spiritual awakening. I was someone who used to watch the news every single morning with my cup of tea. And then I started reading up about being an empath and the impacts of different content and material can have on you and how you feel. And when I realized that the news was making me feel terrible, I stopped watching the news. So I have not properly watched the news in 12 years, I think. It has been a really long time since I have got into a routine of watching the news. I don't watch the news every now and again. Like, I think my only connection with the news is probably if something pops up on my Facebook page and I click on it and I read the news story. But I don't sit and I don't watch the news and I don't do it every day because I realized that it was not making me feel great. I was getting sucked into the fear and the anxiety around how the news stories were kind of being presented. And I just realized it was better for my empathetic abilities if I didn't do that. So you may find that if you were to be listening to this and thinking, oh crap, I actually think I might be an empath, you may really want to reconsider the content that you are absorbing from online or through the television, TV shows, all of that to, I guess, help you to kind of come out of any of the emotions that you may be getting sucked into because of your empathetic abilities. So moving forward, Spirit has kind of asked me to jump on and talk about how do I navigate being an empath. So what are some tools that I use to support how I am feeling or how I feel? So one thing that I do religiously is I shield my energy. I always blanket myself in a beautiful golden bubble of protective light, tuning in to my spirit team, asking them to offer me protection to help me to feel only what is mine and not what is not mine. So I don't want to be walking down the street and feeling the emotions of someone who's walking past me. Whereas if I was not doing that, I would be picking up on all sorts of different emotions and energies from other people. And it would be very confusing to work out which is mine and which is not. Something like going into a shopping center, going into a crowded place, I need to make sure that I've got really strong energetic boundaries set to support my own energy and emotions. I remember one time I went into the shopping center. I was with my partner at the time. I went into the shopping center and I walked into some shop and I walked out of this shop just feeling so emotionally overwhelmed. I had this panic set in on my chest and I was trying to explain it to my partner and being like, I have to move. I have to get into a different place of the shop. I'm feeling this intense anxiety and fear hitting my chest right now. And it was like, as soon as I walked down the other end of the shop or like the other of the center, so out of that specific shop and then walked down to another space in the center, the feeling completely disappeared. So I'd obviously tuned into some sort of energy from someone within that particular shop and I had to really detach myself from it. And by giving physical space to that, I was able to get out of that person's aura or that person's energy and get back into my own. I always cleanse my energy. I always cut away any cords. If I've been out and about, I always come home and I'll have a shower and wash away the energy of other people to help support in making sure that anything lingering within my energy field, it's mine. It's not someone else's. So shielding, cutting the cords, cleansing the space really has supported my energy. I work a lot with crystals as well, protective crystals. My favorite crystals to work with as an empath are smoky quartz for protection and grounding, black tourmaline for protection. I use amethyst a lot because amethyst, it diffuses negative energy. So if I was to take on the energy of someone else, the amethyst acts as an absorbent or an absorber of that energy so that it's not lingering within my energy field or in my system. And I also love clear quartz as well, because that is the ultimate cleansing crystal, and it also amplifies the crystals that are in close contact or the other crystals that I'm working with at the time. So the clear quartz, it would amplify the amethyst, it would amplify the protective shield that the black tourmaline offers as well. So smoky quartz, black tourmaline, clear quartz, and amethyst, they are probably my main go-tos being an empath. I also love selenite, and I put selenite, I think I've got selenite pretty much in every room in my house, because that is a real cleansing crystal as well. So anything from anyone who walks into any room, that selenite can absorb the energy from within the room that's not serving or that's lower vibration or that doesn't belong to me. So they are probably my main supports as being an empath, and how I kind of support my emotions and my energies. I think as well, I also really love meditation. So if I'm getting hit with a wave of emotion, meditation has been a bit of a lifesaver for me, in that just spending a quiet moment to tune into my body, tune into my empathetic abilities, and work out, is this my emotion or am I feeling something from someone or someone else? And because I have a good connection with spirit, that my spirit team will usually tell me what is the energy. But if you're someone who's not quite opened up that ability within yourself yet, then just spending a moment to ground back into the body and say to your spirit team, please take away any energy that isn't mine. And quite often you will feel that wave of emotion lift from your energy field or from your body if it's not yours. Or it might linger a little bit as an indicator that no, this is yours, and that it's something that you need to process and that you need to work through in this moment to support your energy moving forward. Whether that be to release something to support raise your vibration, or to process something that maybe has been sitting deep within, that now it's a good time to release it or to move through it or to dig into it deeper and work out where has it come from, or what limiting beliefs are coming up that are connected to this energy that I need to reframe or focus on moving forward. So being an empath, it can be challenging to navigate if you don't understand it, but there are so many powerful resources out there that you can read about, that you can look into. There's so many things you can do to support your own energy. Spirit is saying as well, rest is a huge supporter for someone who has empathetic abilities. If you are constantly running on empty and constantly feeling and processing other people's emotions, it can be really draining for someone who is empathetic, and it can be exhausting because you don't know what's yours and what is someone else's, and you can begin to, I guess, lose touch of you, of your emotions, of your energy, and you can start to feel like you don't know if you're Arthur or Martha. I love that. My nana says that to me all the time in spirit. She says, I don't know if I'm Arthur or Martha. You don't know if you're Arthur or Martha. So she's obviously supporting and channeling out this episode today. And I feel like I have just rambled, but I've had this information kind of coming through the last few days, and I've been waiting for the right time to sit down and actually just record it. And I'm glad that I waited until the timing was right, because I felt like all this information has just flowed so much easier compared to if I tried to sit down over the last couple of days when my energy was feeling a little bit low. So I've had a really beautiful day today, replenishing my energy. I have spent the day out in nature and I feel grounded. I feel really connected to my spirit team today. So I'm really glad that I waited to record this episode. And I really hope that this information has been helpful for you, and I hope that you can start implementing some tools that are going to help you really embrace your empathetic abilities and not see them as a burden. I mean, I love my empathetic abilities because they really help me to support my clients. When I have a client walking my door and I can feel exactly what they're feeling, it really supports me to work out what I need to do with them during their healing session to help them to move forward, to let go, to thrive, to help them navigate their change or any change that they're going through in their life. And so I'm really glad that I've personally got to a place where I can see so much benefit in my empathetic abilities, and in somewhat it was a starting place for me to really open up my psychic channels. So I feel that if you are someone who has got that empathetic abilities, then really embrace them and begin to learn more about them so that you can use them to benefit yourself and also benefit others around you, to bring healing to other people and to support other people when they need it as well, because that just helps to raise your corner of the world, raise the vibration of those around you, and it's really such a gift. So I really hope that this has been helpful for you, and I will see you all in the next episode.